This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Residents of Bermuda are now being urged by forecasters to prepare to protect life and property ahead of Hurricane Paulette. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says that Paulette is expected to grow into a dangerous storm as it approaches the territory Sunday. It has a maximum sustained wind of 75 miles per hour, expected to intensify. It's the strongest in terms of winds of six disturbances the center is tracking in the Atlantic Ocean and Gulf of Mexico. Tropical Storm Sally is threatening the Gulf Coast with dangerous storm surge, heavy rainfall, and strong winds. Two tropical depressions and two other disturbances were also at sea or in the Gulf. Tens of thousands of people have been displaced by wildfires in Oregon, California, and Washington state. Many more are living with air contamination levels at historic highs. The region's death toll has topped 30 and could increase sharply. It is an ominous harbinger of fall for the region that was the first to be hit by the coronavirus and where the cries for social justice have rung out, especially loud with protests in Portland for more than 100 days. California has borne the brunt of the death toll so far, as more than two dozen active major fires have burned thousands of square miles. A group of families, some of them sobbing, appealed for help Saturday in getting their relatives released in Hong Kong. Mainland Chinese authorities detained their activist relatives last month as they tried to flee the city by boat to Taiwan. Hong Kong media say that the activists were seeking political asylum. The arrests come as a sweeping new national security law imposed by Beijing in July has taken full effect. And earlier, the Hong Kong chief executive, Carrie Lam, said the detainees had been arrested by breaking mainland law, and so they